This is Leo for KTWH with the January 26th report from our public health nurse in the trenches of vaccination, Sarah Preston. She reports that Lake County Public Health are finishing off the last remaining first doses for Phase 1A recipients of the vaccine in collaboration with Lakeview Clinic and Hospital. They'll start second doses for this phase at the end of this week. Lake County will begin vaccinating our school's E12, that's early education through 12th grade staff, child providers, and preschool providers, as well as those 65 and older, next week. As has been the case since vaccine began arriving, it is coming very slowly. Lake County is receiving limited doses and will allocate 50% of those doses to the E12 childcare and preschool provider populations and another 50% for the population of folks over 65. Again, they are doing this in partnership with Lakeview Clinic and Hospital, and going forward, public health will conduct vaccinations at Lakeview Clinic so that they can vaccinate more people more quickly. The county staff continue to work out the details regarding clinic days and times, as well as scheduling options for residents. One of the initiatives that County Public Health is looking forward to is a one-stop shop phone number that community members can call to get information about the collaborative vaccine work the county is doing with Lakeview Clinic. County Public Health is hoping that this facilitates assuring the community members that there are multiple methods for receiving information as they also roll out more coordinated messaging through other media sites, such as the North Shore Journal and Facebook sites, as well as what KTWH is doing in keeping the community informed. The timing of Lakeview's remodeling and added space could not be better, Sarah says, as this offers ample space to hold mass vaccination clinics while adhering to the public health measures that help minimize viral transmission. The state will continue their 9 pilot sites for vaccination, and our public health nurse hopes that they are able to expand these to more areas around the state as more vaccine becomes available, so that there are simply more opportunities in general for residents to be vaccinated in a timely fashion closer to home. County staff are aware that St. Luke's is working on rolling out a system similar to Essentia's to begin vaccinating their patient population according to the new prioritizing guidelines set forth by MDH, that's the Minnesota Department of Health, and the governor. They are hopeful and looking forward to more opportunities for people to receive the vaccine and more vaccine becoming available. And until then, County Public Health is urging everyone to continue to practice those tried and true public health infection prevention methods of social distancing, not gathering in large crowds, frequent and effective hand washing, and of course wearing masks whenever we're in public spaces. There should be much more detail about local vaccination opportunities coming in the next month or so. KTWH thanks Sarah Preston and all the county public health staff in their efforts to spread the word about the state of COVID vaccine efforts in our Lake County communities. You're listening to KTWH.